It's a first for Jamaica and indeed the Caribbean. We're talking about over-the-water villas now available in Montego Bay. Find out more on today's Tourism Roundup. Please stay with us. The Caribbean's leading destination is now more attractive than ever, with the completion of 5 over-the-water bungalows at Sandals Royal Caribbean Resort and Private Island in Montego Bay.
It's close to 1,400 square feet of living space. So you can imagine that it's almost like a small house. So once the client gets there, they're really in a home away from home.
Director, Corporate Services, Sandals Resorts International, Jeremy Jones. Over-the-water villas are most common in Southeast Asia, for example, the Maldives, Malaysia, and in the South Pacific Islands of Bora Bora and Tahiti. Mr. Jones says the over-the-water villas in Montego Bay are similar to those found in Tahiti, but with a whole lot more luxury included.
The traditional over-water bungalows are close to, 700-800 square feet, sometimes up to 1,000. This is 1,400 square feet, so there's a lot more space in it, a lot more creature comfort. You're getting, 65-inch flat screen TV on the walls, television projected into the bathroom, mirrors. It's just real opulence, but at the same time maintaining a very rustic feel, because with the 5 villas that we have, each of them take on an element of the earth. So you have earth, wind, fire, water, and metal. So there's a different theme in each of the villas that gives the client a different holiday experience.
The villas are essentially a couple's paradise, with each of the 5 units featuring an infinity pool, floating hammocks, external shower, bathtub for soaking, and glass panels in the floors for a view of the turquoise water below. And to top it all off, the all-inclusive villas come with personalized butler service.
So the butler service is really being able to almost anticipate everything that the guest needs. Pretty much we get a listing of all their preferences and likes and dislikes even before they get here. So the butler knows each client prior to the client's arrival. So we know the things you like, the things you don't like, where you'd like to eat, what you like to drink. So we're able to exceed the client's expectations once they get there.
Mr. Jones says the new offering sees guests receiving attention as soon as they arrive at the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay.
So once the client arrives on island, they're greeted at the Montego Bay Airport, and it's a VIP transfer just for the couple, so they're not put in a small bus or sharing their transfers with anybody else. It's just private transfers for 2. They're taken to the resort. An electric boat, very quiet and silent and inconspicuous, takes them over to the island where they're greeted by the butlers and then taken directly to their villa for the check-in process to begin.
The 5 over-the-water bungalows were about 8 years in coming.
That's how long our chairman has been dreaming of being able to do this project. But of course, the due diligence that's required, making sure that you meet all the National Environmental Protection Agency's regulations and guidelines to ensure that you're building something that's going to be in harmony with nature. Because traditionally, you're building on land. Building over water requires a little bit more technical expertise and competences. So for all the pipes that take water, wastewater, electricity to and from the island to the villas, everything is not only put in a single conduit, but then that conduit is sleeved in another PVC conduit, so that there's a lot of health and safety requirements that had to be met and maintained.
Mr. Jones believes the overwater bungalows will significantly boost Jamaica's reputation as a destination for luxury.
So I think what it's going to do is change the conversation that people have about Jamaica. Jamaica has always been a leader in Caribbean tourism from the heydays of the 60s and 70s. And I think what this does now is redefine Jamaica's position and puts us back into the luxury segment of the market. And I think Jamaica has long been waiting for something as new and evolutionary as what the overwater bungalows are going to present.
Sandals began accepting reservations for the overwater bungalows in March 2016, with the first guests slated to arrive on December 2.
And by the time we got to May of 2016, they had already been sold out until April of 2017. And as of today, there's no accommodation available in those 5 overwater bungalows until March of 2018.
12 more overwater villas are being constructed at Sandals Royal Caribbean Resort and Private Island. They're a bit smaller than the initial 5 bungalows and will be ready by March 2018.
Together now, let brotherhood unite.
That's it for this edition of Tourism Roundup. Do join us again next time. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Lorraine Mendez. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.